Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing with our topic, Pidyon Shvuyim, which is redeeming Jewish captives. And we saw in the past that Chazal instituted that although this is a tremendously important mitzvah and obligation, however, they instituted that we are not permitted to redeem Jewish captives in excess of their value because of Tikkun HaOlam. And we saw, what does that mean, in excess of the value? Two approaches. In the postgame, the first approach is that what's the value of an individual, that individual on a slave market, and that would be the maximum amount that we can redeem, because if we're indeed redeeming in excess of that, then we are concerned that the non-Jews are going to be taking captive more and more Jews. So we're capped at that amount, and the amount on the slave market, and even if we don't have a slave market in our country, there's going to be somewhere in the world, and we'll defer to that price. That is value number one. We cannot exceed. Value number two is that, in fact, we can exceed the amount of the slave market as long as we are not redeeming our captives more than the non-Jews are redeeming their captives. Then we're in a safe harbor because they're not going to be targeting Jewish captives or Jewish individuals to take as captives because we're not paying more than the non-Jews. So those are the two approaches. That's the maximum amount. And now we're going to ask the question, are the exceptions to the rules, are there exceptions that you indeed can exceed the value, either the value of the slave market or the value that the non-Jews are redeeming? Are there times we can redeem? So we're going to discuss exception to the rule number one today. Number one is going to be yourself. It would be permitted, according to the Rishonim, to redeem your own self. You pay for it, you redeem yourself. Then apparently we don't have the concerns. We certainly don't have the concern that it's going to be a financial strain on the community, because it's not, you're paying for yourself. And also we're not concerned that other people are going to be taken as captives because it's only you redeeming yourself. Maybe you'll be taken as a captive again in an attempt to extract money again from you, but it won't cause others to be taken as captives. So the individual, it would be permitted, but how about the wife of an individual? Is it permitted to redeem one wife in excess of her value? Now, typically we say ishto kedu gufo, and if something applies to the man, so if he can redeem himself in excess of his value, he would say ishto kegufo, the wife is going to be treated the same way. Now, having said that, there's a Gemara that discusses it, and this is subject to a machlokas. The machlokas is as follows. We saw this Gemara in another context. Now we're going to see it in this context. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about the husband's obligation to redeem his wife, and if they are asking an extremely high and exorbitant fee, the first shita is that the husband would be obligated as part of his requirements to his wife. One of them is to redeem her if she's taken captive. So even if it's an exorbitant fee way in excess of her value, he indeed would be obligated to redeem her a second time. If it happens again, then he would be permitted to but not obligated to. But the first time, even an exorbitant fee, he would be obligated. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, disagree. And we have a concept that Chazal capped the amount that we are permitted to redeem Jewish captives. And this would be, even a wife would be subject to that cap. Okay, that's the Machlokas and the Gemara Ksubas. Now, Tosfos in Gittin says that it seems that we have a stira between two Gemaras. On the one hand, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that we are not permitted to redeem captives in excess of their value because of a Tikkun HaOlam. But on the other hand, we have this Gemara in Ksubas that says, at least in the first opinion in the Gemara, that if one's wife is taken into captivity, that the husband is obligated to redeem her way in excess of her value. So what's going on here? On the one hand, we have a cap. On the other hand, the Gemara in Ksubas, at least vis-a-vis a wife, we don't have a cap. So Tosfos answers as follows. Shani ishto, when it comes to a wife, redeemer a wife, that's different, avya keguvo, because that is just like him. If he can redeem himself in excess of value, he also has to redeem his wife in excess of her value. Val atzma lo tiknu shelo yiten kol asher lo ba'ad nafsho. When it comes to him, when the Chazal instituted a cap, they did not institute a cap on yourself. You're allowed to give away all your assets to redeem yourself. Accordingly, it would be permitted to redeem one's wife as well. So there we have it. That's the reconciliation of the two Gemaras. On the one hand, indeed, Chazal did cap. That's the Gemara in Gittin. They did cap the amount that you can redeem. However, the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that that cap does not apply to one's wife, ishtot kegufo, and just like somebody can redeem himself in excess of his value, so too he would be obligated to redeem his wife when she's taking at least the first time in excess of her value. So that's the sheet of Tosfos. Now the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in two places, and this is the Psak. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzedakah in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Nun Beis says, Ein Podim Hashvun Yoser Mikdei Demehen Mibnei Tikkun Olam. That's the Psak. You can't redeem captives, Jew of captives, in excess of the value because of the Tikkun Olam. However, you're permitted, not required, but permitted to redeem yourself any fee. For yourself, you can do it any fee, but the Shulchan Aruch does not say about the wife. So just for the person himself, but apparently not the wife. And the Ramah adds on, when it comes to a wife, is she considered like you or like somebody else? Is that considered like yourself, that you don't have a cap on it, considered like a third party, that you do have a cap on it? He says, look in the Torah in Evin HaEzer. Now, truth be told, this is also talked about in the Shulchan Aruch, the second place. And here the Ramah does talk about it. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Ksubos, that's in Evin HaEzer, Siman Ayin Ches. The Shulchan Aruch again, Paskins, Ein Mechayvin Es Abal Liftos Es Ishto Yosra Kadamit Al Damea. We don't obligate a husband to redeem his wife in excess of her value. Ela Kamoshi Shava Kishar Shuyos, but rather like her value, like anyone else. So here the Shulchan Aruch is Paskining that the husband cannot. We don't obligate him, at least. Maybe he could, but we don't obligate him to redeem his wife in excess of the market value. But the Ramah brings as follows. There is an opinion. There is an opinion that says the wife is just like the husband himself. And he's permitted to redeem at any value he desires. So there we have it in a nutshell. This would be exception number one to the rule. Typically, the default is we cannot redeem captives in excess of their value. We have an exception for the person himself. The person wants to redeem himself. He is permitted to redeem himself in excess of his value, an exorbitant amount, because Chazal, they didn't place the cap on redeeming yourself. How about the wife? So when it comes to the wife, we have a machlokas. Do we stay isht or kagufo, and there's no cap as well? Or do we not say in this context, isht or kagufo? Tosfos is of the view that we do say isht or kagufo, and he would redeem his wife in excess of his value. Seems the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that he would not. For himself, he can. For his wife, he would not. And the Ramah brings it as there is an opinion that says that just like there's not a cap on himself, there's also not a cap on the wife, and he's permitted, may not be obligated to, but he's permitted to redeem her in excess of value. And Amir Hashem, next time we will continue this discussion of times where it is permitted to exceed the value. In fact, happens to be a machlokas in the Achronim when it comes to the husband as follows. Im asul abal liftos ishto yotem ka'al tamea. If we say that we don't say ishto kitgufo, does that mean that the husband is prohibited to redeem her? Or is it simply that we don't rebuke him if he does it? Not that he's prohibited to do it, but we're not going to rebuke him. So that's a discussion in the postgame as well. But be that as it may, this was our exception number one. Yourself, you can exceed. The wife is subject to machlokas. And Amir Hashem, next time we will talk about another exception in the rule. When is it permitted to redeem someone in excess of his value? Have a wonderful day.